From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. It's been only a year since Apple revealed the iPhone 4S to the world, and you may remember it looked a lot like its predecessors, but included one game-changing new feature, voice assistance technology. And we had Apple aficionado and Word of Mouth tech dude Rob Fleischman on the show to introduce us to his new friend, Siri.
Siri, do you love me?
I respect you.
Will you still respect him in the morning?
I don't know what you mean by, will you respect me in the morning?
Well, Rob, okay, I can understand the kind of novelty of this, right? You know, showing your friends. Okay, so here we are 1 year later. Apple was releasing the iPhone 5, and Rob Fleischman, Chief Technology Officer at Zero Coal, is back to tell us about this new iteration of Apple tech. Great to have you back, Rob.
Wonderful to be here again, Virginia.
So what's new worth mentioning about the iPhone 5? Any significant, groundbreaking changes like the last time?
There's some really great stuff in the 5. First of all, of course, it's a new processor. Very fast multi-core processor, so a lot of people will be carrying around their fastest computing device in their hand rather than on their desktop. It's got a larger screen, which is kind of cool for graphics and video. Really, the new screen is wonderful. It's a Retina display, high density, pixels are very close together, and it's great for watching video. Mm-hmm. And when you couple that with a really cool form factor, it's thinner, it's got a beautiful metallic shell. So it's, of course, a beautiful device, very Steve Jobs-like, beautiful. And you couple that with the greatest feature, which is 4G LTE connectivity. And what that means in English is multi-megabit downloading speed. So the new iPhone 5 is really set up for viewing clips on the web, TV, video, movies, etc. So it's really a great multimedia device. And I think the big step forward from the 4S is really that it's much more in tune with modern people's desire to watch video anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so one thing I've heard about it, you can't use the old charger.
Yes, then the old charger doesn't fit, and I think they did that for a number of reasons. There's some new components in there, but, you know, look, this thing is selling great. It's selling 23 of them per second. That's $200 a pop. They've sold over 2 million in the first 24 hours. They predict 10 million units in the first quarter that will be available for sale.
So what does that mean? What does that mean to, you know, Apple sales? What are their expectations?
Well, if you're an Apple stockholder, it's terrific. But doesn't this really align with what our country is supposed to be doing, right? We're innovating. This is an American company. They're pushing the state of the art. They employ a lot of Americans. Sure, they employ a lot of people overseas in the manufacturing. But this is an American company doing great things, really pushing the state of the art. So good for Apple. I'm positive on them. I'm accused frequently of being an Apple fanboy. I'm not. I have the 4S, as you heard earlier. I don't plan on upgrading. But I think there are a couple things folks should know about this change. First of all, everybody's asked, well, should I upgrade? Well, I guess it really depends on what you have. Two things to consider. With the new phone comes the new operating system, iOS 6, and that'll be available for all the iPhones that are out there. Another thing to think about is iOS 6 allows you to do FaceTime over the cellular network. So FaceTime is Apple's face-to-face video calling ability.
Before, I don't use it. I don't look good on FaceTime, well, so I don't use it.
A lot of people don't use it exactly for that. I don't think it's popular among women, actually. I think it's more popular in the business field. But you'll be able to do that from anywhere, which is a really big change. And, of course, that'll be available for all the phones. The other thing to think about here in terms of new phone purchases, a lot of people don't know, but the iPhone 4 is now available for no fee. Mm. So a lot of the carriers, if you just sign up for 2 years, they'll give you an iPhone 4 for nothing. And that's a compelling offer for people that don't have smartphones.
It's true. And, you know, I know a lot of people who have actually bought the 4S in the past year. And like you, you know, loved Siri, were completely into it in the beginning for a couple of weeks, and then there was a complete flame out. They were like, not so useful. Do you still use Siri?
You know, Siri and I have a tumultuous relationship. She sometimes doesn't like me at all. But I do use her, especially when I'm in the car or I'm in a situation where, you know, typing in my password into my phone is really not convenient or dangerous. And I think that she's been moderately useful to me there over the long term. But you're absolutely right. There's certainly some flaming out going on with Siri. When you first get her, she's the greatest thing in the world. And then as time goes on, she's less so.
I'm wondering about the Apple-Samsung patent wars. We heard an awful lot about that a few weeks ago in the news, but I can't quite understand what it means for consumers. What, can you explain that for us?
I think that patents are a difficult subject for me, especially. I work for a small company, so for me they're somewhat damaging. But for large companies like this, and the Apple-Samsung case in particular, I think it'll be a net positive for all of us. You know, when Apple did all this groundbreaking work for the iPhone, you know, quite frankly, people ripped them off pretty badly. And I think that's what the patents were about. There was a lot of claims, but really the egregious stuff, the egregious ripping off of Apple designs and Apple features were quite obvious. And that's really what the conclusions were. So I think the positive side of this is it's really going to force folks that are in this space to be innovative. They're going to have to say, you know, we can't just come out with a phone that does what Apple does. We have to do more. We have to have something better than Siri. We have to have a better user interface, faster, better form factor, thinner, lighter, and come up with some new things that are more than just copying what the leader has.
Finally, Rob, there was a highly publicized service outage on GoDaddy last week. Now, first, this was thought to be the work of hackers, but it turns out that that wasn't indeed the case. So remind us of what GoDaddy is. And, you know, we heard a lot about small businesses being damaged by this. Can you tell us how that all went down?
Absolutely. So to start out with, GoDaddy is what's called a registrar. So what they do is they are the kind of people that install information into internet services about domains. So, for example, I have Fleischmann.net for my family. And so GoDaddy is a service that would take Fleischmann.net and host the information about the location of those services and where the email goes and where the website is, those sorts of things. And they run all kinds of services like web hosting and domain name systems and all sorts of technical stuff. So you could imagine GoDaddy as being an infrastructure provider on the internet. So, of course, they provide infrastructure for thousands, tens of thousands, millions of websites. So there are millions of domains hosted at GoDaddy. They're one of the largest registrars in the world. So what happened was it was suspected that they were under a denial of service attack, that tons of people were sending erroneous traffic to their servers and crashing them and causing all kinds of problems. From my understanding, is it actually was a misconfiguration of some of their routing infrastructure, some of their devices that move traffic around within their infrastructure. And so they were down for a while, almost a day, certainly over 12 hours, and it caused major outages to their customers, the customers that they host. So if you had part of your company infrastructure with GoDaddy, you experienced an outage. So it was really terrible situation that a lot of small companies, you know, in the many tens of thousands were affected by an outage at a larger provider.
Well, we decided that it was a really good excuse, however. If we ever make a mistake, blame the hackers.
That works sometimes. Good PR coverage.
Rob Fleischmann, I really want to thank you.
No problem. I love being here.
Rob Fleischmann, Chief Technology Officer for ZeroCol, and he's our regular explainer of all things Wired. Thank goodness. You can learn more about the iPhone 5, the Apple-Samsung patent wars, and the GoDaddy service outage at wordofmouthradio.org. And let us know, are you ordering an iPhone 5? Don't believe the hype? Tell us on Facebook or at wordofmouthradio.org. So what's coming up? The new dogs of war. We're going to talk about the life of canine soldiers in the age of the IED. That's when Word of Mouth returns.